Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's a hair in the bath.
There are gender non-conforming labels. I don't even know what that is. I think she's meaning gendered labels.
I think it says Mr. and Mrs. And
yeah, but that, I don't understand how that's gender non-conforming.
I don't think she understands it either, Poodle. I think you're giving her too much credit.
These guests are garbage. Boy. And they're needy.
Oh,
yo, this is Badoo.
And they drink.
God.
Wait.
I'm rarely to come down on someone who drinks a lot, but this is even more than I drink.
That's saying something, y'all.
I know. This is Badoo, yeah. Episode 16, Dirty Laundry. Y'all, we only have one more episode. I don't know if there will be a reunion. There has not been one announced.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there won't be.
So, I don't know. Maybe Andy
You'd
Cohen.
You think they would have announced it at BravoCon when Captain?
You'd think
Captain Jason was there.
I do need to say something. There was a someone sent it to me. This I've been sent it a couple times on my Instagram, and then someone else tagged me on Instagram. It was Aisha meeting some queen at BravoCon and saying, "Do you know? Do you know who Kathy Hilton?" She's like, "Yeah, that's Paris Hilton's mother. She's on a show." Like, she didn't know who. She's like, "Yeah." He's like, the queen's like, "You don't know? Wait, you don't know who?" Like, she gave us like, "Who is Hunky Dory?" She's like, "Hunky Dory? Who is Hunky Dory? Hunky Dory? I don't know. That's Paris Hilton's mom."
Aisha's been on a boat, y'all. She don't care.
She's like adorable, and she didn't give a shit that queen was just shading her.
Also, I knew, but I actually forgot. But I just went, "Oh yeah, Kathy Hilton is on that Housewives show."
How could you forget? She is beloved.
I forget. Yeah, forget.
I don't even watch that, and I know some of her quotes.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. As I said this on Love During Lockup, we just recorded that. I said that we're in a great month of reality television just because we've got the reunion. How many parts of this reunion are they having of New York? I feel like they're having like seven.
You mean Beverly Hills?
Of Beverly Hills, yeah.
I'm not sure. At least three, I feel like.
So it's going, but you're in that reunion, and then you're getting Salt Wives, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and then you're getting Love is Blind.
It's such
everybody.
A good month.
Oh, Love is Blind is so. This is my favorite season so far.
That's on our Patreon at the $5 level.
It is, and then you're getting Love During Lockup, which is just the best fucking show.
Yeah,
really good month. It's a good
right.
It's good, right, y'all. You could get this show for commercial free. Just jump on our $8 tier, Realigase Plus, and you'll get this commercial free, and you'll get Love. You'll get Love During Lockup, and you will get Love is Blind. But look, You're not going to get the new Below Deck spinoff, y'all, because we have so much television to cover. We're
actually not going to do Below Deck Adventures. It's going to be available as a Buy Curious for November. Yeah. But I'll be announcing the voting for October's Buy Curious very soon.
Very soon. We can talk about it once if y'all want to. Y'all be sure to join us if you're on the $15 tier of Reality Gaze Plus, the video tier. Make sure you join us for our YouTube Live coming up this Sunday.
On Sunday,
4:00 p.m. Pacific time. So the way you do that is you just are on the $15 tier. We will send you a link, or it'll be in a post. Actually, you'll get a post to your Patreon. It's not on Supercast yet, but it's just for Patreon.
But we are. That's oftentimes where we let you go under the skirt, and we give you tea.
I forgot that's what you call it. It is usually where we
you get to live under my skirt. It's warm in there.
We need to work on the branding. you're supposed to want people to
do this.
Don't
mind my balls.
Yeah, I think people are just, y'all, they look like Kiwis. Haven't been shaved in years. Just old Kiwis.
What are those hairy fruits that they sell?
Kiwis.
Are they Kiwis?
I don't know.
Who even gives a shit? Who cares anymore? Shit.
Let's do this. This is season 1, episode 16. Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry. If you're still
down, give them Dirty Laundry. Don Henley. Or it may have been when he was with Eagles, but I think it's...
I don't know.
You know that song. Come on.
Okay.
Did that come out when you were in the bunker?
I think so.
You would know that song. It's Don Henley going, the name of all the evening news. You would know it.
I feel like you know Don. Wasn't your mom really into Don Henley?
The Eagles.
And the Eagles. Yeah. That's
why. No, it is a very common song.
I don't know if it is.
You know, I promise you, you will
know
the song.
I should know it. We're from North Texas. I should know
it. It's
got
that really famous, like, kind of synth lick. You will know the song. Kick them when they go. Kick them when they're down.
I don't think you're just singing it well for me. You're not doing a good job of interpreting the song.
We're going to move on. No, you're going to feel like a moron when you hear it. And you're going to go, oh, wait, I have heard that song. Played in all kinds of commercials and shows. It's not like one of your country B-sides that no one's ever heard. Except for two sissies. And you're like, oh, other people have said they've heard it. Who are stuck in your same bunker. We're going to move on. People are saying, oh, yeah, I know that song. That's a really common Don Henley song.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just go on with tea bags. Keep going. The big thing that happened at the end of last episode, y'all, is Culver kissed Jordy and the previous Carter guest, and who seemingly turns into a gremlin when she's alcohol.
Yes, yeah.
She'll do anything. She becomes that girl gremlin.
She wasn't going to drink at all, and she fixed that.
And
we understand why she doesn't like to drink.
And then, no, it's not that she doesn't like to drink. She really likes to drink. She just didn't want to become that girl on the... And I must say, it's a bad decision to... unless you were saying I'm sober by choice because alcohol doesn't sit with me, but it's hard to say I don't drink because of behavioral issues when everyone else around you is drinking. It's just never going to work.
Yeah.
Especially if you love to drink like that.
And you might want to look, if you're happy to not drink because of behavioral choices, you might want to go a little deeper about your drinking.
But I don't think she's had
she's there at all.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. She just kind of treats it the way like some people say, I'm not eating red meat this week for a cleanse.
Or she was trying to, something like that.
Like something just, silly.
But it's a little different because alcohol in this show and in so many other aspects of life is treated as alcohol equals fun. Yeah. So to remove herself from that is just a little absurd. So I think she realizes that halfway through. I think I now understand why she thought she would do it. But anyway, you're right.
Also, maybe it's not fun being a sober person if you're not like actively
right
in recovery or wanting to be sober for health. It's not fun to be a sober person around a bunch of drunk people.
Yeah, and I think if every single person is drinking besides you. And there are some people who don't drink because either they don't metabolize it well, or they don't really love how they get. And I don't think none of those reasons were what she was having. So anyway, so they're making out like the Titanic is going down. Aisha's like, we gotta get up in the morning. It's a very early morning. And Jamie's just like so shitty. He's like, no, it's fine. Just Jamie God. Continuing his gross behavior.
God, he's so hot with the worst attitude.
Yeah, he's barely hot to me now. Although his arms came out, and then I was a little okay with it.
Oh, and when he takes he could fucking throw me around. But I will say it again, he's a little bitch.
He's a bitch. Toomey's wasted. Wasted,
y'all. And I love it that Culver. So my first tea bag is that I love that that Brittini. We've learned something from Brittini. She's got great timing, y'all, always, because Culver just makes out with Jordy, and she goes up to Culver and she's like, "Hey, Culver, can we talk?"
And he's like, "You And I wrote down, this is bad, bad, bad.
He's like, I see a lot of things between us, Culver, a lot.
And at one point, he's like, yeah, but it's not something on my mind right now.
You don't see us together, Culver? Us? You don't see us?
Not right now.
Right? And then vulnerable right now. I'm vulnerable, Culver.
And he's saying, you don't like me. He is giving her all...
This man is trying everything he can.
He is, but it's not really in the right way. He should have said, let's not do this right now when we're out, you know, or something like that. I would have found a way. But anyway, she looked at him and she's like, don't do this right now. I am so vulnerable.
She's like, I am so vulnerable right now.
I love this. I love it. She's like, give it a minute.
Give it a minute.
And then she's like, so are we good? I'm like, okay.
She did do the metaphorical. She just put her finger over his lips.
She did do the Diane Weiss don't speak from Bullets Over Broadway. Yeah. They're trying to get back. And then she's even and, says oh, later
she
on.
She said later, he's open to it. I talked to him, but he's not open to it. I was, this isn't about him being open at all,
no,
girl.
Honey,
he's
no.
just not that into you.
And later on, she just kind of looks at him and says, let it happen. Let it happen. And she God bless Brittini. We've all been Brittini.
I was Brittini for about 6 years.
Longer. I went back and forth between her this season, but I've decided I like her.
I like her. I
kind of wish from the women from this season, as far as people who I want to return, Aisha for sure. I would love to see Toomey as chief stew on one of these boats. I would love to see her as a chief stew on Below Deck Med. I think she would actually get along with Captain Sandy. She has a good personality to do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to, or OG with Captain Lee. I don't know how long Captain Lee is going to be on OG. He said that this last charter season is his last. That's what. Rumblings. But I think Brittini would be great on another vessel. Don't necessarily want to see Taylor. I could take or leave at this point. Who? Yeah.
Who?
Exactly. I don't think she's gotten a fair shot.
Actually, I think Taylor would be pretty good on a full season.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't necessarily need to see any of the men ever again. I don't really care about Culver. I don't really care about Benny. Although I don't care about Jamie.
I'm fine seeing Culver and Jamie just for the hot factor.
Yeah.
And Culver is a good comic relief. And Jamie.
Is he?
Yeah, it's funny. He does funny stuff when he puts on that mullet wig and dance around naked. I'm here for it.
I guess.
It's so weird with the turn of Culver this season, how he was kind of like just so even keel. And then just these last, he's just starting to just.
Oh, he phones the fuck in. Even Captain Jason says,
is riding him hard.
And it's interesting. Do you know this? Notice how Jamie kind of makes excuses for him too?
That's what I think is the biggest problem is Jamie doesn't communicate. Jamie is not a good bosun. And like I've said before,
he's not a good leader. Yeah.
He doesn't know what he wants to do in life.
If you look
at his Instagram, y'all, it is clear this man does not know what he wants to do.
And now he's doing cooking stuff.
He's doing cooking stuff. That's great.
I would like to see, I don't know if he's dramatic enough. I'd like to see Nate on another season as the chef.
I would like to see him on another season.
He'd fuck around with one of the stews.
I'll be honest, I just want to see Jamie's OnlyFans.
I just want to see his dick.
I'd see Culver too, because Culver, golly.
Yeah, but I don't want to give. I think Culver would be arrogant about his body, and I just, eh. So would Jamie, but I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't watch. You're so right.
I didn't say that.
Turn your nose up and say, "No, I'm here for the person. Show me your balls."
Anyway, but no, I'd like to see all the women. I think Taylor. I'm kind of ambivalent about Taylor. I don't just give a shit. But. Anyway, my next teabag is actually, I just want to say one last thing about this. Brittany does not know that Culver hooked up with Jordy, and they fuck up the next day. And Benny says he hooked up with Jordy.
Yeah, Benny's like, yeah, Culver did it. And Brittany goes, I didn't see that.
He's like,
and
oh,
Benny's like, oh, he's like, oh, I thought you saw it. And she's like,
pretty bird.
Why? Yeah. she says, wait, your excuse was an excuse? Just tell me that you don't fucking like me. And I wanted to say, he all but has.
He kind of has.
He's trying. And Toomey even says, like, I'm pissed that he can't handle a woman like Brittini. And I went, look, we are definitely a show for women. We want to support women. So it's not about that. But I'm like, I went back in my kind of Rolodex of the little I remember of anything. But did Culver lead her on? Because I don't feel like he did.
He has given her, well, he never said no, but he never encouraged it either.
Because I think probably he was in a workplace. And so he was just trying to like not be a dick, not make it weird. They have to work together. And girl just hasn't taken the hint.
I think she is extremely sexually frustrated, and that makes people that makes them rewrite things in their brain. And so I get it. And I think she might have taken his the idea of let's go in a van to mean more. I agree with you. I do not think he has let her on by any means.
Let us know, sissies. Maybe we're off here, but I don't see it.
He's just kind of the only one who's around who could be remotely her type, and she's not going to go for Jamie. I just think she's boy crazy, and she likes dick, and she really just wants to fuck him. That's kind of what she wants.
She doesn't want a relationship. She just wants a D.
I just want to say that last little bit. Y'all, let's talk about the charter guests besides they're inseparable.
We are some thirsty bitches.
So we've got a lesbian couple and then what looks like gay couple. They're both like Cams from Modern Family.
Joshua and Dan, kind of those gays.
I'm
going to tell you something right now. Y'all, if you meet a gay man,
Yeah.
And he doesn't go by Josh, but he has to go by Joshua.
Watch out.
Watch the fuck. Honestly, at my law office, we had a straight guy as well. I thought he was a little gay, but he said he's straight, so whatever. But he only went by Joshua. Y'all, that's whether straight, it's not that they're gay. They're a queen.
Yeah, I
they're
agree.
A queen. Someone with the name Joshua.
Prissy Queens.
Yes. Chris, it's a prissy queen, straight or gay. They're going to be a queen.
And as soon as they get on the boat, one is like, I've got a bit of washing I need. This one needs to be hand washed, hand dried, or hang dry. And I get it. I guess maybe if they've been traveling, but it does seem a little weird that you just get on the boat and you're like, and here's some laundry.
Here's some. I will say, I wrote this and I went, Magda was given a gift that she just got off
the
boat.
She, if they didn't have Taylor, this would have been a disaster.
Disaster. I kind of would have liked to have seen it.
They would have reduced Magda to tears.
Oh.
So it y'all, good TV. They're drinking. The lesbians are making out like it's the end of a full moon ceremony. it's... And they complained about the gender nonconforming, his and hers. It's just everyone is so obnoxious. The textbook, the straight women they have as accessories that they've kind of collected, like yeah. Michonne's walkers from Walking Dead. They have them on leashes, basically. These women are just there to get drunk and cause trouble. I'm pretty sure.
And Toomey is trying not to throw up. As yes. am I.
She says, I like it when she's like, metabolize. She says that. I love hungover Toomey.
And I love all Toomey.
Y'all, she came through that day, and even as she's like, I'm so proud of you. God, I'm going to miss not doing Aisha. Oh,
I won't. No, I'm kidding. I will.
Like one of them Aisha. Says, I'd have sex with you right now for a vape. Talking to Jamie.
Are you the bosun? Like, okay, it is. There, it is. Remember when Bertini did get
grilled in trouble, at the all guy charter? Yeah, and Jamie had a real problem with it.
Yeah, and fucking Jamie and Culver are like taking their shirts off and like just fucking flirting with all these women.
Yeah, huge double standard. Come on,
huge yeah. double standard.
But I'm just saying that's. I agree with you. That is not. That's not at all uncommon for the no. Bordeaux franchise. Yeah.
Or just the world. Hello, I live in the world. I get right. it. Right,
but it's even worse here because the yachting industry, especially deckhands, oh, are yeah, so yeah, male yeah. dominated. So of course they wouldn't see a problem with that.
No, of course.
It happened. You never watched Riley's season from Below Deck, but it was they had a kind of an asshole. Everyone working with her was a man. She was the only female deckhand. And she did not take any shit. She had a very, I would, looking back, I don't think she had what I would call as a volatile personality. She would act out when she'd been drinking. But at any time they gave her the least bit of shade, she wouldn't take it and she would fight back. And even when she was on the job. So you missed Riley. Well, if we ever cover that season on a thing, you'll see it. It was a rough time with her.
While you think about that, let's take a little break.
Oh yeah, we should.
And we'll be right back. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com patreon.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Can I have an espresso martini and a lychee martini and a spicy marg and like make another one and can I have a glass of bubbly?
Ooh.
And they're spilling the espresso martinis everywhere.
This is the reason why I've never had an espresso martini, or some parts of the world, espresso. I don't know where you live, but I only get a martini if I'm sitting down at a restaurant and I know I will not be moving.
Of course. Why would anyone? No, I'm so the same way.
Why would you get a martini on a fucking boat when you're walking around sloshing it everywhere?
I don't think they're thinking about that, unfortunately.
Also, I hate lychee. I am not into it.
Lychee, but they just pronouncing it wrong. I've always pronounced it lychee.
I've heard both, actually.
Really?
I don't like it.
I've had drinks with it. I don't love like a lychee martini, but I've had drinks with it that I like. It's not my go-to by any means.
Yeah, we know your go-to.
Straight rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol. The green kind. So
Kitty
do minty.
Yeah. That's a really old reference.
Wow.
That's the first Kitty Dukakis reference of the episode, possibly not the last.
Wow. That is the most dated reference. No one under 40 knows who Kitty
That's what you come
Dukakis
from for the Kitty Dukakis references. Kitty Dukakis was the wife of Michael Dukakis.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. All my references.
Alive?
I don't know. I don't know. I know Michael Dukakis is, I think.
She is. She's alive.
Okay. So they are, they're
She's 85. God, we're old.
So the other thing about these guests is, y'all, dinner is such a mess because the guests are just up roaming around because they're so drunk.
Yes.
And they go up to the bridge and they're... I have a feeling this is where I kind of thought that I think the production may have let them do it. I can't imagine. And Captain Jason, y'all, went, oh, enjoy your night. There's a hot tub here. And it's just like shooing them out. He was not happy.
Which, funny, y'all, if I'm ever in a bar in a situation and I need Jake to leave, if I just say, Poodle, did you know there's some guys and there's a hot tub here? She's gone.
Works
every time. Because if there's a body of water in a public place.
Ooh, my favorite.
Jake's going to get naked in it, y'all.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I can't really promise anything else.
It's true.
And the dinner looks great. It
does.
And he did a really good job, and it's a shame that it looks like garbage. They would even know because they're so drunk. What's your next tea bag?
I have there's a little bit of Taylor saying she thinks Jamie's interesting. I'm like, I know what she thinks is interesting. His dick.
I hope she doesn't hook up with him next
episode. I hope not either.
I really hope not.
But my main, this was around the same time. But my main thing is this is kind of I just don't get this. It's not really a plot point about the show, but I believe her because I believe anything Toomey will tell me anything because I love her. But Toomey says, the laundry system is hard and it will humble you. And I want to know, how is this hard?
I think it's hard to, there's a lot of moving parts. And what
like I'm interested, genuinely.
What Taylor said was she'd never really learned it. So she's having to kind of experience it, but she didn't do it in a way that like Magda would and like do it like shitty. She was trying to persevere through it. But Toomey said, I'll help you.
But I'm confused. You get the laundry, you wash it, or you dry it.
Our chief stew, Sissy.
I'm not trying to be patronizing.
DM one of us.
I'm genuinely interested. I think like, it's the part of the show, some of the things the show we like is it sees the world that we're like, what is this?
To me, I think a lot of it might be that the fact, that's what I said before, is that there's a lot of moving parts. Like some things need to be ironed. It's all on a time thing where you've got four washers. Like Toomey said, the goal, I like to have all the washers going at one time because they all need specific things. Like you can't just wash out everything in cold.
Well, what did you think of this? My tea bag is about laundry. That's my tea bag is about laundry because it's not just about
riveting,
Taylor. It's also about well, what did you think of Benny ironing or Jamie ironing Benny's shirt?
That wasn't that interesting.
It was, and Benny. It's so funny. That's all Benny needed. That's all he needed. He said that meant a lot. I kind of like. All he needed was a little bit of taking care of.
It's kind of like a baby lamb nuzzling up to a wolf, and then they just all of a sudden just fall asleep together.
Oh, I was going to say that the wolf fucks the lamb, but I was going to go somewhere else.
That's interspecies sex. Lord. It's perverse. I don't think it's possible either. Anything's possible. If a chihuahua can fuck a Doberman, anything's possible.
Can a chihuahua fuck a Doberman?
I'm sure they've done it.
Really?
Probably a Doberman with a chihuahua. We're getting into a weird area. I don't want to imagine this.
Oh my God, there's a video on YouTube of a chihuahua fucking a Doberman.
What?
Yeah.
That is not cool.
It's snipping.
You're watching a chihuahua fuck a Doberman?
Well, it's kind of like, oh, wait, I think he's just sniffing his butt. Never mind. This is going to take me down a rabbit hole, and I'm going to get a lot of weird YouTube suggestions. I got to stop.
That's a real problem. So, anyway, the next day, I just have one little bit left with the tides going out in the Whitsunday Islands because it's very shallow and the tides come out really fast.
It's true. I do feel sorry for Nate because they barely enjoyed his dinner because they were all so fucking drunk. Like at 1.2 girls just leave.
That's what I said.
Yeah, like, yeah.
They just go wander the ship and one's got like a captain's hat going, I'm Captain Stubbs.
But leave like left. Yes, leave because they left it. We didn't talk about it. They left his dinner, which looked amazing. Anyway, I don't know why I say it like he's listening. I don't need to validate Nate. Fuck off.
And then Jamie does need to talk to Culver again. He's like, and again, Jamie basically said, you know, Jason asked about you again. He's like, I don't know why. Maybe just that's what keeps shooting Jamie in the foot because he at the same time is questioning the captain's leadership. And it's like, you know, you need to do what your captain says. And you even had a problem with it earlier. But I think both Jamie and Culver now are just phoning this in.
I think they, if they did have a reunion, Jamie and Captain Jason would go at it.
Oh, for sure.
And I think they probably need to be put alone in a room. And they probably need to work things out in a sexual frustration manner.
And maybe clothes would come off. Like we saw Captain Jason's hairy chest this episode. I had to pause it.
And Jamie felt of it and said, oh, you feel like a bear that I once saw in the woods.
And I felt something for.
Or want, yeah.
I'm all smooth, like a seal. And then they proceed to have interspecies sex.
I don't know what a bear sounds like.
Apparently, I don't know. Like I don't know.
But they're running. Yeah, we get a cliffhanger. They're running out of beach. They're running out of beach.
And the gay
running out of beach.
One gay just goes
up that hill.
Starved. I hate these people. They're awful.
They're awful.
Anyway, I don't have the fact that they asked for not just an around the world dinner, a Mardi Gras thing, and a vow renewal.
What do they? Oh, it's going to be a lot.
Hopefully, yeah. Someone's a notary public on staff.
I think Captain is, man. I don't know.
I don't really have anything else. This was kind of
it was a leading up to a finale.
Yeah, we're leading up to the finale. I think I'm going to miss this iteration, though. I think it's in general been a good season.
It has. I think it's kind of ended flat a little bit.
Yeah.
It's ending flat to me. I'm hoping next episode there's a lot of something dramatic happens.
We'll see. And again, no reunion's been announced, you guys. So maybe that'll come down because they can do everything via Zoom now, like they always do. So I'm not sure why they haven't done it because it's airing on Bravo. Who knows?
That's true. It should. Yeah. They should have one. I don't get it. I think that's it. That's it, everybody.
That's the show.
You can go to realitygaze.com. Y'all, it's not porn anymore. You can go to the website. You can listen to all our stuff there. Be sure to listen to you guys. Again, if you want this commercial free, jump on the $8 tier and you can get Love is Blind, which is normally the $5 Reality Gaze Plus tier, but you also get Love After Lockup. We appreciate your support. And okay.
You know it.
Let's see. Let's see now. You look adorable bouncing back and forth.
Thank you. You can't have me. This riff.
Boy, you didn't sing this the same at all. Boy.
How do I sing it?
Yes. I'm going to jump to the middle.
You know this song.
I sang
the chorus in the right key.
I don't know this song. I don't know this song.
How could you have not heard this song?
I've not heard it. I was really hoping that I listened to it and went, yeah, I know this song. You sang it wrong, which you didn't do a great job. But I don't know this song.
I can't help you there. Kick them when they're down. Kick them when they're down.
I don't know this song. I'm sorry.
We need to go because I am rageful.
All right, everybody.
I want to slam your head into the pavement.
That's the show, everybody. We'll see you next week. We will remember. Well, how do we end this show now?
Remember, we'll see you next time. Until then, anchors the gay. Fuck you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.